Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your podcast host. As part of our overall Franchising 101 series, the Fran Coach team hosts a live monthly webinar called the Franchisor Spotlight. These webinars feature one of our franchise partners, and we dedicate a half hour to learning about their brand, what they do, who makes a great owner, how the franchisor offers support, and much, much more. Though there are a few slides shared throughout the webinar, most of the information is gained during the detailed conversation with our franchise guest. Therefore, we felt the spotlights would be a great addition to our podcast series. I hope you enjoy the franchisor spotlight as much as you do the rest of our podcast episodes. And lastly, before we get started, if you would like to learn more about this or any of the 500 plus franchise partners we have, then please send us a message via our website at francoach.net. And now, the spotlight. Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to the latest edition of Fran Coach's Franchising 101 series. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach, and your Franchising 101 host. Today, we are excited to bring you the February edition of our Franchisor Spotlight. In the Franchisor Spotlight, we feature one of our franchise partners, so we're going to spend the next 30 minutes or so getting a chance to take a deep dive into what they are all about. This month, we are going to learn about a franchise opportunity that has a completely turnkey system. They are going to provide high profit margins and a fast ramp up. If that's not enough, this franchise also offers patented products that offer a huge differentiator over competitors. They have a low investment and low overhead. They are welcoming to full-time and semi-absentee owners, and they tap into both residential and commercial customers. Sounds pretty good, right? But before we tell you that story, we have to tell you this one. So Fran Coach, who the heck is Fran Coach? We are a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals who are interested in owning a franchise. We are partnered with over 500 of the top franchisors in the country, spanning nearly 60 industries. Our goal is to help clients find the absolute best franchise for them to own. And our goal of the Franchising 101 series is to help educate people on all aspects of franchise ownership. So that is a bit about us, but now let's get to the good stuff. So today, our guest is Mr. Caleb Kenner. And Caleb is the director of franchise development for this month's featured franchise called Garage Force. Caleb, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks so much, Tim. I'm excited to talk about the Garage Force opportunity with you guys.
Well, sweet. When we are excited to hear about it, man. And we want to definitely, obviously we want to hear all about what it's like to own Garage Force, all the things you're going to do to help owners succeed. But let's start with maybe the consumer version of this. What does Garage Force do? What are some of the products and services you offer to your customers?
Yeah, great question, Tim. So I always kind of start off with this cheesy line of we are the godfathers of concrete coating. So really before Garage Force was a thing, epoxy was the main player. It was the only thing that you could really apply. This would have been 10, 15 years ago. It takes 3 to 5 days to install. So that means the consumer's out of their garage for that amount of time, trying to find storage for all this stuff. So our founder, Patrick Ilfrey, invented and patented the one-day install using the product he created called polyurea. So the great thing about polyurea and what we do with it, it's anything concrete we can apply to it. So it's 20 times stronger than epoxy. It's got a lifetime warranty, which is backed by the manufacturer. So if there are any product defects, the manufacturer is going to cover the cost, which is really exciting. But I also will say this, less than 0.5% of our total square footage in our franchise system gets submitted for a warranty. So it's very rare. It's UV resistant, chemical resistant, it's anti-slip, and it can be installed in one day. So the great thing about all of those product benefits, right? So we are Garage Force. So garages are going to be the bread and butter, the 2 and 3 car garages, but it doesn't stop there. We're talking about front entryways, outdoor patios, because it is UV resistant. We're talking about partnering with pool companies to do the anti-slip coating around the pool. So that's really exciting. We also talk about the commercial space. So some of the things that you'll see in videos and pictures, as it, you know, if you go through the process, is you'll see that we've done breweries, we've done showrooms at car lots. All these various things can be applied. So that's really exciting. And then the other thing that we do too, so right, we've got residential, we've got commercial market, and then also new home development. What a lot of our experienced franchisees have started to do is tap into that. So they've partnered with custom builders and are applying the product not only on the garages and outdoor patio, but also interior. We have lots of different applications. Something you'll see in the picture that you have here, Tim, you've got the chip system, which is kind of a quarter inch chip with a multicolor that's mostly found in the garages, the entryways you see there. And then in the bottom right, guys, you'll see the Medici system. It's like a stained concrete. So that can be applied just about anywhere. As you can see there, that's an interior of a kitchen. On the bottom left-hand side, that is a metallic floor. So it's a little bit more of a glossy finish and really sticks out. So when we talk about Garage Force, we really are the concrete coating experts. And so that's what's great about our brand.
Awesome. Well, and you kind of won me over when you were talking about the pool, because I just had one installed at my house a couple months ago, and they did the stained concrete. And I'm telling you, the people that did it, I'm not sure how many margaritas they had before lunch, but it was too many of them. So we, sure. And as you and I know, there's a new Garage Force owner coming relatively close to me. So we, he may be coming out here to redo everything around that. So, and that's that anti-slip thing, especially for anybody has a pool or like me has a crazy 7-year-old that's going to be running all over the place. That's a big deal. So
It is. And Tim, sorry to interrupt, but kind of to piggyback off that anti-slip, the other really unique market with that anti-slip factor, we've expanded the last year. So our product is OSHA approved. So meaning it can be applied in and around hospitals, helopads, which has kind of become our specialty. So the medical side too is a really big, those are big jobs for a lot of our franchisees, because it's one of the only things that you can do in those medical buildings.
Well, and I think that's one of the things that I know when we've worked with Garage Force, and we've had some clients that have taken a look at it, is they hear the name and think it can be a little limiting, but oh my gosh, right? That may be the driver behind it, but so many different applications, no pun intended with that, of things that you can do. And you talked about the founder, Patrick, that he actually invented this product. Like, and I don't want to put you on the spot, because I'm assuming you know this. How in the heck did he like one day just decide he's going to invent some brand new product?
So it's actually funny you bring that up. So Patrick is known as an innovator. And so he, long story short, he used to work in the oil industry down in Texas, and polyurea was a byproduct of something they used on the oil rigs. And he knew how great of a product it was. And he's a big car guy. So he's a car junkie. And he's like, man, this has got to be better than epoxy. I'm constantly redoing my epoxy floor every 2 years. And so he basically partnered with a manufacturer, and he developed this product and then got the patent for the one-day install. So it's pretty incredible how it just went from, he was using it on an oil rig, found this product, thought it could be better used because he's a car junkie. He owns a ton of Porsches and Mercedes that he likes to fix up. And so it was kind of like his hobby with his job, that a product that they used, and he combined the two and then and created the product.
That, which is just absolutely incredible to me, and what he's able to do with that. And then I think the ways in which I spend my free time are, you know, playing Fortnite with my 7-year-old. And so I probably could find a way to be a little more productive, but good for him. So that's awesome. So you've got all these different kind of applications, potential customers that you can be able to help. So let's talk a little bit about the owner. And we kind of teased at the beginning that this could be for a full-time or a semi-absentee owner. So let's talk first about that kind of that full-time, that owner operator. What are they doing? What's kind of a day in the life and some of the things that you guys look for in an owner?
Yeah, great question. So the owner operator is kind of got his hands or her hands in a little bit of everything. They're doing kind of the sales. They're watching the lead flow come in from the marketing aspects that we're doing. They're doing the estimates. They might be doing some of the installs throughout the week, and also constant training. They're also going to be the other aspect of it too, from a support standpoint, with our Garage Force leadership, as they have weekly and monthly calls to talk about sales initiatives, different applications, new product releases, new marketing commercials. So they kind of are a jack of all trades. They do a little bit of everything. And they kind of have their hand in each part of the pie within the business. So, and usually it's just themselves and then maybe a lead installer that is kind of running the crew, and then they help when needed. And then just the secondary installer, which is just kind of assisting the lead on the jobs. And the great thing too, Tim, that I'll talk about is the product application is so easy. A lot of people think concrete coating, boom, they get scared. Concrete, I got to know how to pour concrete. No. We literally just use paint rollers and squeegees to apply the product. The rolling joke, if you want to know, when we go to Discovery Day and we do our in-person Discovery Day, the joke is they'll stop midway through, because we actually do a live floor demo at Discovery Day. They'll stop midway through and they'll say, all right, Caleb, your turn, go in there. And they make me do it. And what they say is, hey, if Caleb can do it, anybody can do it. So it really is pretty easy. So when I talk to potential candidates or customers, don't be frightened by the application, because all the different applications that we have, it's the same process.
Awesome. And as you mentioned, with the ease with which it can be done, also easy for an owner to jump in and to help, but they are not spending their day as the installer. They're hiring that person overseeing it. And then obviously as you grow, you're going to start adding those additional techs, correct?
Exactly. Yep. But I would tell you, with the owner operator, when they get started the first few months, they just want to know, right? They want to know how everything works, but then they step back, they let their crew do the installs, and they're kind of managing the business, doing some of the sales estimates, and working with our leadership team at the headquarters to make sure that they're scaling the way they should.
And then I'm guessing, in addition to those kind of running the estimates and overseeing the crew, a lot of connectivity, networking, referral sources, all those things in the real estate industry is going to be huge for an owner, correct?
Oh yeah, definitely. And so one of the big things that we do in marketing that's just a huge game changer, you know, like you mentioned, they are building those business to business relationships. But when we go to trade shows and home shows, which is a huge moneymaker for all of our franchisees, not only they're meeting customers that want to have their floor done, but at trade shows and home shows, that's where our franchisees meet custom home builders. They meet the pool and patio guys, so they can start to kind of cross market each other and help each other out in getting more sales. So it's not only just for the consumer, but also for the business to business side of things as well.
Awesome. Okay. So that's a little bit the owner operator, but you guys have a semi-absentee option as well. So let's talk about maybe how that might differ a little bit and what the owner does and what you might be looking for that's different in this situation.
Yeah. So the semi-absentee is a really exciting opportunity for a lot of people, because really when we talk about the team size, it's really just three people when you get started, right? It's the sales manager / marketing manager. It's your lead installer and secondary installer. So what happens is the semi-absentee owner hires all three of those guys out to really help run the business. And they are kind of watching the Dash software, as I call it. So the Dash software was made for us by us, which is really exciting. So it's got all the conversions. It has the lead flow. It can see how many outstanding invoices are out there or estimates that haven't been converted to invoices. So they can constantly meet with the sales manager and discuss, hey, why aren't we converting at a higher percentage? And then working more one-on-one with Tim Traylor, our national franchise director, to help train and really help scale the business. And they're watching the finances, as you can see here, the KPIs, in managing that marketing budget. So they're kind of just meeting with them, with their team, maybe once a week, just to kind of check on everything, to make sure everything's running smooth.
Awesome. And to kind of just back up for anybody maybe new to franchising, if we're going to call the series Franchising 101, let's kind of back up and educate. So semi-absentee owner again, as Caleb has on the slide, I mean, 15 to 20 hours, sometimes even a little bit less for different brands, but it is pretty rare to find a home service brand that has this type of setup. So it's a little unique from that perspective. And then typically the reason why somebody is semi-absentee is they either, they've got a full-time gig and they want this as kind of that secondary revenue stream, which typically ends up kind of being the exit strategy from the corporate gig. Or sometimes you're going to have people that own multiple businesses and they're kind of in that semi-absentee role overseeing multiple things. So that's kind of why you would have that. So it's a great opportunity for somebody to get into home service in semi-absentee, because that's not super common. So that's awesome. And then Caleb, you started to kind of talk about this a little bit, but some of the things that GarageForce has in place for their owners to help, you know, kind of the training, ongoing training and supports. You mentioned kind of the Dash software, marketing in particular, how we kind of get in our, you know, this is all great, but we got to get the customer. So walk us through a little bit of this.
Yeah, you bet. So kind of working left to right here, that Dash software. So as I mentioned, this is going to be where all the leads flow to. You're going to be able to, it's got a calendar on there, so you can put when you're doing estimates, when you're doing installs, so everybody's on the same page. You're going to be able to do your invoicing. It actually comes within the trailer package, and I'll get to that here in a second. Comes with a printer, because there are some people that do like the printed out receipts, where some people do prefer the email, and you can email the receipts directly from the Dash software. And then, Tim, a little bit of a teaser, our new release in 2021, one of the investments that we made to really make ourselves stick out is a visualization tool, or as I call augmented reality. So, you know, let's say, for instance, Tim, you're a huge Phoenix Suns fan and you're like, I'd really like to have the orange, purple and white chip. And then I want the Phoenix logo, the Phoenix Suns logo in the middle of my floor. We can now take a picture of the garage. We can put that floor down. We can put the graphic design down and actually show the customer what it's going to look like. So we're expecting our conversion to go up almost 10 to 15%. Right now it's around 60 to 65% consumer conversion. So we're hoping to be around 70 to 75% because the visualization is just so key now, you know, in today's market. So that's a really exciting thing. The turnkey equipment package, I think this is one of the coolest things. I'm a huge graphic guy. I think the way our branding is, I mean, as you notice in the picture above there, the GarageForce logo, the phone number, it sticks out. And then along with the wrapped truck, it looks great. So it's going to come fully furnished. So it's going to have your heavy equipment, your shop blasters, your floor grinders, your commercial vacuum, your generator, so you don't have to use the consumer's electricity. It's also going to have, as I mentioned, the home show and trade show is very important to us. So a part of the equipment package, they're actually going to get a trade show kit. So they're going to get a backdrop banner, two pull-up banners, brochures, samples of the product so they can show consumers, fully loaded, everything that you guys need to get started from day one. And as you see, they're all the way down to the shirts and hats for the crew. And then the other thing I like to talk about is customer acquisition. Digital marketing is one of the more difficult things to do, but for GarageForce, it is our biggest mover. That's where we get a lot of our leads. So we've stressed the importance there. So we've partnered with one of our vendors and they actually help build the Facebook page, the Instagram. They're going to do the Google AdWords, the search engine optimization. And so we have all of that built. And the great thing about being an owner is you don't have to come up with deals or certain marketing campaigns. It's already pre-built. You as the owner can make the decision on how you want to spend your marketing dollars depending on the campaign. And you'll work with our marketing vendor and then Tim, our national franchise director. So that way you're a step ahead of the game and you're getting the leads that you need to get.
So basically you do everything and the owner just gets to sit there, sit on the couch all day and rake in the money. Gee whiz,
yeah, I don't
man.
Know why we needed to do this for 30 minutes. You just summed it up right there. No.
Right. No. And yeah, disclaimer time, just kidding. Right. Yeah. But again, it's the whole point of franchising in general, but this is also why your owners have been so successful is because when we say turnkey, we're not messing around, right? It's all of those things. And the customer acquisition piece, again, there's still, you talk about all the things from the digital marketing, but I mean, there's nothing quite like the owner, again, get out, connect with people. And I'll say that for any person we ever work with looking at any franchise, this is your baby, right? So you were talking about that thing with the Phoenix Suns logo. And in my mind, I'm going, hey, the Fran Coach logo would look really cool around my pool. How do we get that done? But this is when you think of that, whatever, you know, use the Suns thing, right? But whatever team or is kind of your thing as an owner, it's now you're the Garage Force owner. Guess what, brother? You're wearing Garage Force stuff all over the place. You got your crews wearing it, the t-shirts, the hats, you just look at the truck and the trailer on that. Why should somebody use that versus, you know, Chuck in his own rusty pickup truck? Well, here's a lot of good reasons why, of just that high quality appearance of even just rolling up to the house, not to mention that's a pretty darn good driving billboard going everywhere you're going as well. So
it is. Yeah. And Tim, I think you make a good point. You know, the owner from a, you know, whether it's owner operator, semi absentee, you sort of become a local celebrity in your area, especially if you're constantly wearing the attire. People start to recognize you places you go. It's like, oh, there's the Garage Force guy. They almost forget your name because they just know your business so well. So I some of our franchisees have said that, and it holds true with almost any brand. As long as you're repping it the way you should, you're going to be in really good hands.
Yep. It is an amazing thing how many times someone will comment on a vehicle wrap, even just a polo, or I guess for most people right now, maybe it's instead of the polo, it's the parka, right? But it's branded. Yep. And you're going to be somewhere and somebody is going to ask, what is Garage Force? And it's going to strike up a conversation, and you as the owner, you've got to have that kind of, it's just, again, kind of that pride of ownership thing. So, and all of the things that you're putting together for the owners, they don't have to figure out what it should look like, where they should get it, that it's going to come, and now they've got to be able to use it. So incredible support. We'll talk about all this. So what else is needed? So are your owners getting offices? Are they running this out of their home? What's that look like typically?
Yeah. So 100% of our owners operate out of their home office. And so they'll even have sceduled meetings there if they need to meet kind of every month, whether it's with their sales team or with their installers. You really just need a truck and a trailer. Those are the biggest things. You may need a storage space for the trailer. So we have recommendations depending on the area that you go to on where you should go. But that is literally it. That's really the only thing that the customer needs. The other cool thing too, I don't want to get too off track here, but the great thing about our product too, Tim, is you can apply it in 120 degree weather or negative 20 degree weather. So the great thing is that there is a little seasonality, especially kind of in the Midwest, kind of where am I at, especially it's been negative 30 here the last couple of days. But you can apply all the time. So that's the other really exciting part, that you're not restricted on what you can do.
Awesome. Well, cool. What have we missed, man? What else would you want people to know about Garage Force that we haven't talked about yet?
Yeah. So just a little bit maybe about the discovery process. Obviously, there's a lot of other, you know, details that we can go over high level about the business, but we take a lot of pride in our discovery process. We've got about 6 to 7 different stages and calls that we go through when we talk about, you know, the intro call, the unit economics, where we're discussing the financial potential of the business, the initial investment, what that's going to look like. We have great validation. So the great thing about an incoming candidate, right, you kind of want to talk to real people that are doing it. So we have validation calls twice a week where you can talk to actual franchisees and pick their brain. How are they doing? What are they doing well? What maybe they could be doing better? All of those things. And then they also get to talk to the leadership at the headquarters as well. on the other day of the week, which is really nice. And we are doing about 2 discovery days, which is kind of the last step in the process before, you know, if the candidate decides to move forward. And discovery days usually are just a half a day. You know, they start at 8 a.m. and around noon. And we do kind of the last hurrah. We open the curtain so you can kind of see everything. We do a floor installation, and I just really enjoy our process and how we're able to get the candidates the information they need in order to make a really good decision. But GarageForce really thrived too. The other thing I'll talk about is, you know, with COVID, you know, in 2020, we were nervous in February, March. We weren't quite sure how our business was going to do. But here's the amazing thing. From 2019 to 2020, our overall franchise sales year over year increased by 26%. Here's the other interesting thing too. Rust-Oleum, our manufacturer, they were getting ready, kind of a unique story. They were getting ready to lay off a decent amount of their workers because they were unsure. But since we are 90% of their revenue and we were so busy, they were able to keep all of their workers busy and in the manufacturing facility. So our 2020 was one of the best years we've ever had.
I think that's a somewhat common theme with home services, right? Because where were we all stuck, and in many cases still stuck at home? And again, the fact that you can get in and get all of this done in a day also really kind of limits any exposure for the GarageForce team, for the customers. Makes that a pretty easy process versus somebody coming in there and, hey, I'm going to remodel your kitchen. It's going to take 2 or 3 weeks, right? So,
yeah, exactly.
So fantastic. And I will just kind of say from our standpoint, we're pushing about 600 franchises that we're partnered with, and GarageForce maybe a year. And I have been blown away by everything that you guys do to help the candidate just learn to see if this is the right thing, and a true mutual vetting process. But the overall support that comes from GarageForce to the franchise owners is really above and beyond expectations. And so that has, for seeing franchises all of all shapes and sizes, I've been thoroughly impressed by that, which is why I'm excited we have you on here and hoping to have many more of our FranCoach clients get a chance to talk to you. So I know that's probably a little awkward for you to point out because it's a little self-serving, but I will definitely talk about how amazing the culture has been with you guys. So I just wanted everybody to know that as well. So,
Yep.
Well, cool. Caleb, thank you so much, man, for joining us today and talking a little bit about GarageForce. We greatly appreciate you being on.
Yeah, no, Tim, I appreciate it. And, you know, all those that are listening, you know, buying a franchise is really exciting, but also, you know, there is some nerves, right? Becoming your own owner, but the benefit of GarageForce, you're going to have that support. Our relationship with FranCoach is outstanding. You guys will have great people to help lead you in the right direction. So we're excited to work with you in the near future. And Tim, thanks for having me on, man. This was great.
No, we appreciate it. And hopefully this will help enlighten those interested in franchise ownership to some of the amazing possibilities that are out there. If you'd like to learn more about becoming the franchise owner for GarageForce or any of the 500 plus franchises we're partnered with, then let's schedule a brief introductory call. You can find us online at francoach.net or any of the social media sites that you might choose. For our podcast listeners out there, be sure to subscribe to the Franchising 101 series wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Again, there is never any fee for our service. So we encourage you to take that first step today to help create your better tomorrow. Thanks everyone for tuning in. Stay safe, and we look forward to connecting soon. Have a great day.